Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
What's up, pet pals? Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now get ready to have a doggone great time. That's because our special guest and her canine stars are here to talk about not one, but two TV series. They bow-wow crowds with their canine cool tricks, and they demonstrate pure people-dog joy. So let us welcome back to our show celebrity dog trainer, trick dog champion, and leader of the Possum Joy Crew Pack. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Chrissy Joy. Welcome back, Chrissy.
I am so glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, guys, we're going to find out what the heck Chrissy and her team of cool canines are up to, but we're going to take a quick break. So in true canine fashion, sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am delighted to have back a very talented, very kind, and fun individual. She is Chrissy Joy. I love that your last name is Joy. And you've seen her on dog TV. Her dogs are in lots of movies. I'm going to dive into what life is for Chrissy Joy right now. And I've been watching you on social media, and you keep teasing everybody that you're going to be unleashing some great news, but the show is being recorded right now, won't air for a little bit. So is there anything you could spill the beans on?
Well, there's actually a lot of things that are coming out. And, you know, as a dog mom / dog actor trainer, you know, the hardest thing for us is when we have a project coming out and we cannot say the exact details until they say the details. And then we can finally share everything. And then once it actually premieres, then I can share like all the juicy behind the scenes bits that we have. But man, it could be, you know, it can be honestly years before we get to speak of an actual thing.
That's kind of a good question, because there may be a future survivor candidate on, or some other person tuning into our show. And, you know, you have to sign these little contracts. Legal beagles are at work, right, Chrissy?
That's right.
And you can't say anything. What's a tip you can give somebody who has a dog that's going to be in a movie, but mum's the word?
Yeah, that's a really tricky one. You know, you have to compartmentalize the ideal of validation of it being that I'm a part of this movie and I want to speak on that and I want to say I did it. And you need to really compartmentalize that, like, you have to wait. You can't spill the beans, because that could create problems for so many other people and things. And it's kind of a domino effect. It also doesn't come off very professional either if the agent is expecting you to say mum's the word. However, there are some workarounds.
Can you say something to your husband?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Okay, thank God. Can you say something to Beasley, Whitby, Darby, and Fuji?
And Journey. So there's Journey.
And Journey.
As well.
Yeah, you can actually tell your dog.
I can, yeah. And so there is workarounds that you can say, like, my dog was part of a movie, exciting project, but you can't, like, for example, I can say as much as the Superman movie's coming out. We had something to do with Superman, but I can't say what it is yet. So, you know, it's all of that.
And that's a new Superman.
It is a new Superman. Yeah. So we had a couple things come out actually this past week. We had the dog dancing show premiere, and that we filmed last March. So can you imagine, you know, how long I had to keep quiet on that one? And that actually just premiered this week, and it will be kind of premiering over and over again now on the Always Funny channel. It's the channel that you usually watch like America's Funniest Home Videos and things like that on.
What's it called?
The dog dancing show. And so
the channel
is called Always Funny TV, and it's okay. It's a fast channel, so you can pretty much stream it off of any of your Fire Sticks, or, you know, if you have any type of that technology where you can just like use an app, you can pretty much get it, I think, probably even off your phone. That's a really fun one because it took dog dancers from all over the world. And in fact, originally I went to be a competitor, and quickly they changed the tune and asked me to come on as the judge.
Now, you were a judge with Emma Slater, right?
Yeah. So Emma Slater was the host, but also played a role in judging. I was the kind of made the final decisions kind of judge.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us a little bit about this, because I mean, it's amazing to see a dog dancing with a two-legger, and they pick up all your subtle clues because you can't go left, right, left, right. They're watching your body, right? Or
that's
is
right.
It more audio?
It's body. It's verbal and body language. It depends on what you're using, what you need at the moment. But it is a lot of cue and behavior between you and the dog, and hopefully a seamless fashion. It can also include props. It can also include a story. That was the neatest part about this, is that for all you pet lovers out there, think of doggy dancing. This was an international competition, so we actually had criteria built in the show. So they didn't want like a Crufts judge, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a very high-end dancing in the UK, like a AKC judge, because there's already criteria built in your bias. So, You know, this was like a really neat level playing field. But the whole point of the show was the dog dancing show. And after having many, many meetings, I said, I think the one thing that we always kind of miss is that when people dance with their dogs, sometimes it just looks like the dog is doing a lot of the stuff and the human is, although doing, not really dancing. So we were really going for like this dynamic.
It's got to be a two. It's got to be a tango.
Yeah, I want to see the person dance as well as the dog. It should be like a seamless effort together, not the dog doing all these amazing things and you basically act as a prop or a springboard. So
I like that.
Yeah, so that's where Emma could step in with her expertise in human-based dancing. And that's where I could step in as having a deep understanding of flow and dance and being able to look at everything with a very, very, very mutual kind of unbiased view, because it's neat when you watched all these international competitors come in, the international, like the America dancing and styles over in the UK and other places, completely different. And so that could be whether you just have a different taste of what you like better or the other.
I hope this is going to be an annual event, because it sounds like you've got the parameters worked out.
You know, this was season one. They've been talking of season two, which would be so exciting. You know, it was a really neat experience all in the end. We had like 40-something people compete.
Wow.
So I remember one of the things I always share is that, you know, they would shut the whole studio down, lights off, everyone's leaving, and I would stay like an extra 2-3 hours just to pour over footage, because I just wanted to make sure I was making the right decision, because this is hard.
So was there a cool dance tandem step you could say? You don't have to say who the competitor was or anything, but something that you, as a stunt dog gal and know all your knowledge, that you were like, pardon the pun, bow wow.
Yeah. So that's what it was really neat, is that there were a couple that were really focused on props and story, that was like enveloped you in the storyline, but it came off almost like a Disney experience versus a dance.
Wow.
You feel like you're at Universal, like watching a story, but I was like, is this dance? But then on the other flip side, there were people that were like truly like doing like the salsa with their dog. So it was like, it was so cool. And then you had like all walks of life competing, from novice levels to the higher levels to even some like double dog tricks. There was even a cat. So that was
a cat. Did the cat dance?
Yeah. The cat like danced with the like with them. So in the end, I love that everybody kind of came out of their woodwork. And if you're at home with your pet and you wanted to try dancing with your animal, dancing with your dog, you know, there's so many opportunities out there. In the U.S. is actually a little harder to find dog dancing opportunities. We have a couple competitive organizations, but not a whole lot. But I actually have some online courses, and I just highly suggest that you just get out there and start moving with your dog and just try to have some fun, because there's some easy things that you can do with practically any dog.
So we do want to give a shout out. Tell people how they can get your online courses, not just dog dancing. You teach a lot of online courses.
Yeah. So that's a great thing you can do straight from home. And I teach all of the basic dancing, and I actually work with you one-on-one to tailor it to your dog. So you're not just going to get a course and go, well, I can't do that. My dog's 60 pounds, or I can't do that. My dog's 15 years old. I'll say, well, that's where I work with you one-on-one to make sure like we're going to modify things that work for you. You can follow me.
Very nice.
Yeah. You can follow me, the Joy Crew or the Chrissy Joy. And the links are there on my profiles, but send me a message. I'd be happy to, you know, see what's the best fit for you and go from there. And we're going to have a new course releasing soon. So I'm very excited.
You're going to tell us what it is?
I guess I can, because by the time this comes out, it'll probably be out already.
Yeah.
I have a film and television course coming out that you can work with your dog from home and work with me one-on-one. And I will work with you from the ground up to get your dog ready for their first audition or casting call or job. And it goes all the way from you can just take the course on your own and do it on your own time to working with me personally for a few months at a time. And I will help you get there and also connect you so that you have the connections you need.
That is wonderful.
To get your first job with your pet.
So let me ask you about this, because online courses are a big deal, but some are clunky and all that. But there's a lot of work involved to do an online course. Plus, what you sound like you're doing is also customizing it for individuals. So they take a course and then they have a way to reach out to you, right?
That's right. So you can either give them options. You either take it and just do it. You have a 9-to-5, you're busy. Do it at your own speed. You're on your own. But I do have an option. You can work with me for up to 3 months. And then we actually work in a very close environment where we do weekly calls. And
nice.
I will work you through, and we do Zoom lessons. And I also teach on my behalf to showcase some things. And it really helps to just, that's where the accountability comes into play. And that's where that problem solving is a lot faster, because you're not just doing it on your own, trying to go off of a video. Every dog is different. So I might see something you're not seeing, and then we can kind of get there faster, all the while helping you on your business side. Because while you train your dog, you still need to be thinking about, or I just help you build your social media, or I can help you. How do you get yourself prepared to even, you know, write that email to showcase your dog to that agent?
What I'm hearing from you, Chrissy, which I really enjoy, is you're a superstar, but you're also a super teacher. And you want to get more people, more dogs, to have joy in whatever is their desired outlet, right?
Yes. I've always felt this way. Back in 2010, I made a pact with myself. I wanted to impact the world in a way that was really, that brought people joy. And I made that pact before I even had Beasley. And
I'm just glad your last name wasn't Sourpuss.
I know, right? I'd have to really, really work against
that. Would really ruin everything.
That would really just change a lot, you know?
So yeah, go ahead, continue.
No, I just realized that we're never guaranteed tomorrow, and it's never going to be about all the things I've achieved. Like, look what I have. It's not about like, and I understand people, life gets ribbons and certificates, but for me, I want to reach further and I want to impact people. I want to, like, at the end of the day, that's not the ripple effect that's going to bring joy to more people. And even if I just, you don't realize how much you influence a person's life. It can be just either the thing you said, the appreciation you showed, whatever it can be. It could just be something that's like I performed and someone experienced it, and it
exactly
influenced their life. And that's the path I'm really looking to go down. And so if I can do that through education, get people some of their first commercials with their dog, or even just boosting their social media so they can really find joy in sharing their pet with others, then I feel like I've done my work.
Oh my gosh. Well, because I've listened to your words, I don't hear the lot of I. I hear what we can do for you. And I think giving back actually makes your life filled with more joy.
That's the goal. And that's really the goal, because it's, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I just booked a major movie actually for later this year, and I'm so excited. It's like a dream come true for me. But it's funny. I don't feel the same high I used to feel from it, because I think that I'm learning that there's so much more to life than just these achievements and these outward validation kind of journeys that a lot of people get stuck in on social media and a lot of people get stuck in this industry. I'm just blessed to be able to work my dogs in this capacity and something that I probably have wanted to do since I was 8 or 9 years old. I'm so blessed every time I get a chance to be on set. My heart is telling me there's something more. There's a bigger journey out there to do.
And you're listening to your heart.
I'm trying.
Hey, yeah. Pet Pals, we're speaking with Chrissy Joy. You got to check out her website, her social media, and see all her cool dogs in different productions. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have her run down the lineup of her cool canines. So everybody sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages. Want to know who the latest trendsetters are in Hollywood? How about Irish setters? Find out who's been spotted with Spot, chowing with her chow, and shopping for Gucci with their Poochie. Get the scoop on all the latest celebrity pet patter right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Jeff Corwin, host of Wildlife Nation, brought to you by Defenders of Wildlife, and I'm with OBehave with Arden Moore.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got one of my favorites on. She is Chrissy Joy, and she is full of joy. She's full of talent, and her heart does beat dog. So we're going to start with the Beasley, but you have some very, very talented dogs. A lot of them have the BC in them. What's that stand for?
Yeah, so that's Border Collie. Yeah. You know what's so crazy is that I got Beasley, and I'll never forget someone, because, you know, you deal with these people that there's always going to be people that don't have nice things to say about you. I'll never forget the person that said, I just can't imagine you with ever having a Border Collie. Like, you're just not a Border Collie person.
Hey, really?
And I have three. Well, three and a half.
So there.
Yeah. So
got
like
the Brainiac breed.
They match my personality. I do. Beasley is a total mix. I actually wasn't doing any of this work with dogs on set. Even when I got Beasley, I had no idea I was going to be doing this. I loved...
Well, Beasley's from a rescue in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just on a whim. I saw him on Pet Finder. We decided to get a dog. Saw him on Pet Finder. I saw his photo. He looked terrified. It wasn't even the cutest puppy photo, I'll be honest. But there was something about that dog. God had spoken to me something, believe in whatever religion or not religion, something outward had spoken to me. And it was like, that is your dog. You need to go get that dog. And I'll never forget the day we were in Arizona. This is a Pennsylvania rescue. We were on vacation. And I was like, can you hold the puppy? Like, I will be there. I will get that dog. And they're like, we can't hold him. So you'll just have to, when you get back, let's hope he's still there. And I remember texting like to the last 10 minutes of our arrival, like, is he still there? Did he get picked? Because they were having this whole big adoption event. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get picked. And no, he was still there. And I went in there. There was a whole litter. It was 14 puppies. There were probably like 10 left at that point. And I just like, none of the puppies mattered. I just took that one. I just saw him. I was like, this is mine. And my husband's like, what about this one? What about that one? I'm like, no, this is my man. And
that's your heart dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now Beasley had a medical issue, right?
He's
IBS,
he's
on IBD.
Like, you know, we thought so. We're not really sure. It ended up being like a cortisol insufficiency. So like a cortisol, like just a slight insufficiency, enough that he has to be on the lowest dose of prednisone you could ever imagine. I mean, the doctors and specialists kind of laugh at me because they're like, it's like blowing dust in his face. That's how little it is. But honestly, it keeps him eating. It keeps him happy.
What's a favorite trick of Beasley?
Beasley, he is my most detail-oriented dog. He is so good at like typing on a computer. Playing Jenga. Yeah. Playing Jenga. If you specifically show him something to do, he is very methodical. That is like,
wow.
He is your guy.
Wow. He's a method actor.
Yeah. Honestly, if there's one thing I can share with you, I'll never get in another set dog. Never get in another set dog. There was a scene where we had to film and it was so tight that I physically couldn't be in the room. They would see me. So Beasley had to lay on the ground, and then at a cue, he had to go up on the couch. There was no room for me in that room. I literally could not be in the room. And I was like, guys, let's run through it a couple times. And then why don't I just leave him in there and we'll just see what happens. And what happened is the scene goes on. The actor says a certain line, crosses the room, and that's the cue for the dog to go on the couch. I cannot kid you that we rehearsed it 3 times. I stepped out of the room. I'm looking through the window. That's all I can do. And he did it all on his own.
Telepathic.
Yeah. He said action. He laid there. He heard the actor do his cue. He saw the actor walk. He went over, jumped on the couch. Like, there's never going to be another dog that I've ever had.
Oh, don't say that. But that is a tribute to Beasley. Yes.
Yeah. It's definitely something that I'm comfortable saying because I never want to place such expectation. Like, he is a one of a kind set dog for sure.
Now, the next dog I want you to tell our Scott a name that means fast, quiet, rapid pace, and leader. You put these together and that says?
That's Whidbey. And believe it or not, that was just luck that his name meant that. We lived on Whidbey Island. I don't know if you know where that is.
My brother was in the Navy, yes.
Oh, there. Yeah. So you're familiar. Yeah, my husband was in the Navy. So we're on Whidbey Island. And I loved it out there so much so that I was like, we're going to name our dog, the next dog, Whidbey, because I love it out there. And it turns out it's like the name that nobody can ever say on set. So they call him.
How did they spoil it?
They call him Wimpy. They call him Wibbly. They call him Whippy.
Wiggly.
Yeah. So his set name is Kevin Bacon.
Are you kidding?
No.
There's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Absolutely. Like, and I know that Whidbey's now like somewhere in that mix for all the filming he's done. But yeah, his name is Kevin on set because a lot of people can't say Whidbey. So
he listens to Kevin.
He listens to Kevin. Yeah. And we did Kevin Bacon because he loves to dance. So it kind of works.
Well, and Bacon, you know.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, because, you know, Footloose, all that good stuff.
Well, he's kind of goofy, you say, and that's all right.
He is totally goofy. And he loves a skateboard. If there's one thing he could do for the rest of his life, it would just be to skateboard everywhere. So he's a really, to be honest, for a border collie, he is the most chill. He is the most bomb-proof. Like, wow. I think people come up to him and be like, he's a fantastic, like, can't believe he's a border collie. Everyone says, like, is he an English Shepherd? But there's something really, really calming about him. And everyone who meets him can't believe he's a border collie.
All right. You got Darby up. Tell us about Darby.
So Darby is like the total like opposite of Whidbey, and they have the same parents. So,
My sister and I are total opposites.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
my sister and I are opposite too. I should say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But like he's psycho, high drive. But what I love about him is I've never met a dog that is willing to do so much for you for absolutely nothing other than your love and affection.
Wow.
He will go out and do a full dance performance with me. He does not need a reward. He does not need a treat. He does not need a ball. Of course, I give these things. Of course, he gets these things.
Right.
But he doesn't need it. He wants to do it because he's happy to be with me. He wants to do the thing. If there's a dog in this world that loves shows and live performing the most, it's him.
He's got kind of a little bit of a bragging for dogs. How old was he when he became a champion trick dog?
He was 9 weeks old.
9 weeks old? I haven't even housebroken my dog at that time.
It's one of those things I can't explain. I can't explain it. Like, Arden, I'm serious. He was 9 weeks.
That's crazy.
We did all that in like a week. Like, it was unreal. It was unreal.
So he's a sponge.
He picked up everything. Like it was no big deal. Like, got it. You show me once, I got it. And he was happy to do it. And it was nothing that was too physically challenging.
Like saying, look, mom, I'm only 9 weeks old and I don't have a lot of baggage in my brain yet. So everything you're teaching me is kind of clean and clear, maybe.
Very clean and clear, very eager. And we had the time to do it. He like blows my mind to this day. I mean, he's the dog I got that I said he's probably going to work the least for set work. I was afraid of his look, and he's kind of like crazy Merle looking. And sometimes they don't, you know, I was just like, I don't know, but he's like going to be great for shows and our agility dreams and whatever. And he works the most like out of all the dogs. So he's turned out to be such a fantastic dog.
All right. Let's go with Fuji.
Fuji. So Fuji's my little mini Aussie border collie Papillon. So that's a mix.
All those canine cocktails.
Yeah, he's got all the sass of the Aussie. He's got all the swiftness of the Papillon. And he's not really hurdy, but he's very biddable like a border collie. He's a big emotional teenager. I love him so much. He's just like one of those like little emotional teenagers. But man, he makes you laugh every single day. He's so, so athletic. He catches on to things so quickly.
Now, doesn't your daughter and he like to play?
Yeah, my daughter loves to work him. I wouldn't say as much as I wish, though. He can be really forward in his sport. So it's hard for her a little bit. Like, we'd be still her, like, number one because he'll be right with her. he's sassy, but he also, I love his size because it really makes it fun to do some of the tricks that, you know, it's nicer to not do at 50 pounds. So
how much does he weigh?
He's only 25. So he's a little guy and he's paving his way as a set dog. He's already got a bunch of jobs under his belt. But I will be honest, you know, he is my most aloof out of all the dogs. I struggle the most with him when it comes to completion of tasks on set, when there's distractions, you know, things like that. So this is just an ode to all you pet parents out there. Like, my path is not perfect. And I've had to make a lot of adjustments for all of these different dogs and all of their different ways. And that doesn't include me. I have absolutely, you know, asked for outward sources for support. And
well, that's okay.
And that's great.
And you don't have all the answers.
You don't.
Is there another dog journey?
There is. He's my youngest, but not my smallest. He is another large border collie that I own. He's probably close to 45 pounds. He is about, what is he, like almost two now? Oh, it's about a year and a half now. He's super, super athletic. Very, very high flying, high energy. I think he's going to do great. He's done great for set already. He's done a couple jobs. I love him because he's the perfect, I mean, he is a working line border collie. So I get all the things, right? So he is a super herdy drive, the most herdy of them all. He is the type of border collie that would have the tendency to be neurotic, to be honest.
Okay.
Like chasing the lights and all this stuff.
Famous artists tend to be a little neurotic.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Right. So you got to keep them mentally happy. But what I love about him is he is an impeccable impulse control with all of his energy.
Really? That's a combo.
Darby wants to blow through tricks. He's like, hurry, hurry. Whippy is sometimes a little too on the medium drive side. Journey is the perfect blend of punch and precision. So he's going to be a lot of fun to, you know, kind of bump up some of the skills when I need them or want them that we could really work on together.
I'm curious, have you ever had to, well, you probably have, loaded them all up in one vehicle. And how do you do that? And I'm sure it is not a Volkswagen Bug.
No, it's not. Yeah, I have a Nissan van. It's a passenger van, though. It's not a high top. And I have it outfitted with Roughland crash-tested crates. This is important because, God forbid, we ever, you know, have a bad accident or anything. I just want to make sure they're in the right type of crates. But yeah, they all actually, in a Tetris style, they all fit in there. But I'm maxed out at this point. My husband would probably be very grateful to hear that.
And they have their own location inside the van, I bet, too.
Yes, they do. They do. And on set, a lot of times, I bring a couple of them, and they all have their own names on their own crates. Thankfully, the van will run while it's shut, so I can, you know, have AC going and all live shows. We have them in there sometimes. And it's a great holding space. They're comfortable. They know it's safe in there. A lot of times I'll actually prefer to put them in there because the dogs know that very well.
Crate is great.
Yeah. And they really do understand that that is a safe space for them. So, but I also just got another car because I'll tell you this, when you want to go into New York City and you want to go into Philly and all these things, bringing your van into those cities is not the answer. You will never fit in any of those parking garages and the outdoor lots, they typically will be like, oh, that's a commercial vehicle. So it is helpful to have another car that you can buzz around in with one or two dogs and my daughter as well.
Well, I'm glad you brought your daughter too.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. We just have a few minutes and I know people are just dying to know just time management because you have to sleep. You're a mom, you're a wife, you're a doggone great dog advocate. You do a lot of things, but how do you manage your time and not go crazy?
That is really hard. I'm not perfect at this. I actually will be perfectly honest. I reached a pinnacle of burnout probably 6 months ago. And it was because I had been running myself so hard that life things were falling apart, you know, the quality of being a mom and a wife and taking care of yourself. And so my time management has been extremely important. What I've done is I stopped pleasing other people by doing things that wasn't really what I wanted to be doing. So I stopped following the crowd of doing certain sports and doing certain, you know, things that's just what you do, right? You have dogs and this is what we do, right? I stopped doing all that. And I started
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I started to take care of myself better. And I had to really kind of take the dogs just for hikes for a while just to do that. And yes, I felt completely guilty doing that. But to take care of myself was so paramount in order to kind of build those building blocks back up. And now with time management, this is the most important thing I have to say. You can't do it all. You can't. And that's okay. And you are going to learn that your dogs can get a lot out of you and it doesn't have to be an enormous training session with them. You know, you can take small 5-minute chunks out of your day, 5 to 10 minutes of solid training and then nourish their life. Mental enrichment, take them for a hike. It's probably doing you good to get some vitamin D in the sun. And do what fulfills you first.
You said a big word here, Chrissy, enrichment.
Yeah.
Our dogs don't just need physical, they need the mental. And, you know, I live in Dallas in a neighborhood called Funky Little Forest Hills. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I take my two girls, Kona and Emma, we go on different routes.
That's awesome.
At different times. And I do let them do a little parkour that, yes. You know, where they get to do step, put their paws on the fire hydrant, pose for a photo and yes. Go. And I'm just trying to get them enriched because there's different squirrels on different streets, right?
That's right. That's right. And honestly, you said it, just switching up the route, like go backwards one time on the yeah. route that you've gone on. I love enrichment. I was just going to do a shout out. Like I've got, look at this crazy puzzle toy.
Talk about it. And for those that on the podcast, it's orange and blue, but you guys can also check it out.
Orange and blue. It's by Nina Ottenson,
Nina. Okay. You had me.
At- yeah. Got this at Global Pet Expo.
Tell us about it. It looks like a big old globe.
She hand delivered it to me. It's like almost like a UFO and there's lots of compartments to it. There's things that open up and down. There's things that rotate and slide. And these open up to all these compartments that your dog can then get food out of. So if you're feeding your dog out of a bowl and you're realizing that your dog is still going crazy around the house or having some anxiety or destructive behavior, or you're just having some severe dog mom guilt like I do, you can certainly give them their meal in a puzzle feeder while you supervise.
This is like a food puzzle 2.0, though.
Yeah, this is nuts. This has like from novice to advanced ways to use it, which is great because then they always say, well, my dog figures it out too fast. But on that one, your dog's going to grow with it. But anyway, that's a great way to kind of, you know, offer some other enrichment. And you don't have it's actually really important because it's called independent play, like letting your dog play
yes.
near you, but doesn't have to always be on top of you with you, because otherwise then they just seek it from you all the time. And that can put a lot of pressure on you when you're trying to juggle everything else.
And separation anxiety and so on sure. and so on. So what are three traits that you wish you had that dogs have?
Oh, they don't compare themselves to others. I wish I had that. That'd be great. I mean, that's just in today's world. I think yeah. everyone feels that, but some people feel it more than others, right? They're so grounded in their moment. They're so present every single moment. They don't have a phone buzzing. They're not worried about bill, like things like that. They're so grounded in that moment. And then...
Is there a physical thing they do that you wish you could do?
A physical thing? That's a really tough one. I'm not sure about physical so much as... If I were to add one more thing, I think it's just they wake up with a sincere appreciation for the people in their life or the what's in their life right around them.
I like that.
And so they're not seeking outward and, you know, all of that. They have such a sincere appreciation for the people they love, and they don't care what you look like, you know, that none of that matters. They just feel love and joy, and that's how they live their life day in, day out. I mean, they can turn my mood around in like 5 minutes because they're always...
Oh, absolutely. How do people follow you again? Please give us a couple ways.
Yeah. So if you want to check me out on social media, I have chrissyjoy.com. You can find all the classes there as well. Social media based, you can follow The Joy Crew and The Chrissy Joy on any platform. So we have TikTok as The Joy Crew. Facebook has both accounts. Instagram has both accounts. And I'm always available. So feel free to ever reach out, have questions, things like that. I'm happy to help.
Well, I have enjoyed thoroughly having you, Chrissy Joy, back on our Obehave show. And hey, Pet Pals, that's it for our show today. You got to check out Chrissy and her team. They're really making this planet filled more with joy and can-do-ness. And I also want to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest pet radio network on the planet. And we have been on the air, this show, since 07, making us the longest running weekly podcast for pets when it was with Skype, and Skype doesn't exist anymore. So if you want to follow me, please go to Arden Moore, my YouTube channel, my website, and my passion is pet safety. So I am very happy to let you know that you can now take my Pet First Aid for You classes in person, interactive, and self-paced. So you have no excuse. You got to learn how to protect your pet. My courses do it in a fun way. Yes, there's puns, but it's all veterinary approved. And, you know, hug your dog, hug your cat. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.